Even the primrose crop is considered as a new crop and is used as a garden plant too. In the last years, it's been important because its tiny cells have some rich alpha linolenic acid, the oil that the tiny cells have. And this oil is being used for nutrimental and pharmaceutical uses. It's been sold recently in this way, as capsules, oil capsules. You can find them in the pharmaceutical shops. This is the plant, the spike of the plant. And the capsules that are small capsules, and inside the capsules there are very small seeds. And well, as you know, the respiration is the reverse process of the leaf photosynthesis, and leaf respiration releases energy from the accumulated material, allowing all the different metabolic processes to occur. And the question was, what happened with the respiration during all the plant cycle? Is it the same? And how the leaf respiration is going to be affected by different nitrogen fertilizations? So the objectives were to define, determine if leaf respiration does not change through the plant cycle, and to define if leaf respiration is affected by nitrogen fertilizations. Plants were sown on these pots in this way, using a plant density of 103 plants per square meter and 3 nitrogen fertilizations, 0, 80, and 160 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. The leaf respiration was measured using this CIRAS 2 and the automatic Parkinson chamber. If you have the light on, you're measuring photosynthesis. The values of that the device is going to give you are positive, and if you shoot off the light of the micro chamber, you're going to start measuring negative values. So that's the respiration. And I measured the respiration during the day when the sun is up, and the respiration during the night, RD and RN. And the respiration during the night was also divided into the growth respiration, RG, and the maintenance respiration, RM. First, the effect of the development phases on the respiration during the day. And as we can see, there were some differences among the different development phases. At the beginning, the respiration was the highest, around 1 micromole of CO2 per square meter per second. As we expected, the respiration has to be so low. And as the development, as the plant cycle advanced, the respiration was reduced. For the last phases, there were no differences between them. Well, and the effect of the nitrogen fertilizations on the RD was not so clear. Well, for the 0 and the 80 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, there were no differences. Even there was observed a reduction here. But for the 160, the highest nitrogen application was high, the leaf nitrogen. Among the the different phenological phases for the rosette, there were no differences for this for the leaf respiration from comparing this scene, this and this one. Well, for the last, for the highest nitrogen fertilization, there was observed a difference. For the stem elongation phase, between the fertilizations, only at the highest fertilization there was observed a difference. For the last, well, for flowering phase, for flowering phase, there was two only for the highest nitrogen fertilization, but for the fruit maturation phase, the last one, there was not observed a difference between nitrogen fertilizations. The night respiration, as I said, was divided into two, the RG, the leaf growth respiration, and the RM, the leaf maintenance respiration. This is the one, the maintenance respiration, that the plant is using for just keeping the tissues alive. And this is the respiration that is used for growing, the spare energy using for forming new tissues. And for both respirations, there were differences between the different development phases, from the rosette at the first development phase was the highest values, there were observed the highest values, and as the development advanced, the respiration for the growth and the maintenance respiration was reduced. But the effect of the nitrogens on the RG only at the rosette phase was observed a difference. But for the other development phases, there was not observed a difference between them, between the different fertilizations. The effect on the nitrogen fertilizations on RM, there was not a difference between them, between the different fertilizations on the leaf nitrogen, on the leaf respiration. Well, conclusions, leaf respiration of evening primrose crop during the day and night was higher at the first development phases. Maybe this was due because at the first development phases, the size of the tissues of the leaves were small, and the concentration of enzymes and mitochondria were high at that moment. As the different development for the different development phases, as the tissues or as the leaves grow, there was a less concentration of enzymes and mitochondria related to the respiration. That's why for the last development phases, the respiration was reduced. Nitrogen fertilization slightly increased the respiration during the day of this crop. It was not so clear, in fact. And the nitrogen fertilizations only had an effect on leaf growth respiration at the first development phase, the rosette. Why nitrogen didn't have a clear effect? Maybe because the respiration, the leaf respiration has to be only with the size of the tissues at that moment. And because there were not a big difference between the size of the tissues, or because the respiration is measured only as a unit of the tissues, there were not a difference between them, maybe. Thanks.
Excuse me?
Is that a difference in leak respiration between that and treatment? What's the, what are the cost of difference?
Between treatments?
Yeah. So that can increase the leak respiration at the various stages?
The first stage is the respiration was high. I think because the mitochondria was concentrated at the first development phases, because the leaves weren't growing so much at the first moment, and mitochondria was concentrated at that moment.